This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
So Dana has just seen the Valentine card I got from the big boss downstairs on Friday. Very nice.
You got one, but I don't think anybody else did.
But Sam S. did.
I got one, yeah. Mine says to Sam S. Mm-hmm. It came with a box of candy hearts, and I ate them all.
I did not get any candy.
Do you know why it said to Sam S.?
I did not get anything.
Because Stevie is very hard to spell.
He doesn't know how to spell your last name.
That's okay. You could have said Sam's TV, and I would have been fine with it.
You didn't get anything?
Not a thing.
I got a card, but I didn't get any candy. Mm. But it wasn't really to me. It was to Scott Park.
True. Got lost in the mail. He's wondering where his card is.
It's Dana and Park.
Park. And Scott, Park. We looked into our not mango juice. What are the results?
So I had her send me a picture from the full one that's in the fridge. So that I could zoom in and look at the label. And it says...
Red 40.
Minute Maid Zero Sugar Mango Passion. Flavored fruit drink with other natural flavors.
Not a drop of juice. All right.
Fruit drink.
It's a fruit drink. Mm-hmm. Very different.
That's right. Like cheese product. May or may not contain cheese.
You're just basically squirting Cheese Whiz into your mouth. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, how do you get real juice?
Get a real fruit?
And squeeze it?
Or you buy
You have to
real
squeeze
juice?
Your own mangoes, Scott.
All right. What makes you think I hadn't?
Wow.
They're a little hard to squeeze. You gotta chop them up, puree them. And
like a bullet blender
they're
involved.
Very
what do you call
thick.
Those? Bzz, bzz, what do you call those? Not the juicer, but they're very expensive. Not a blender.
It's Vitamix? Like,
yeah, the Vitamix.
Oh, yeah.
I looked at getting my kids one of those for Christmas. I'm like, no. You can use a blender.
The girlfriend has a Vitamix, and it is awesome.
God, they're expensive.
I mean, you could use one of those super-duper ninja thingies.
What is the update on the Delta crash, Sam? Up to now 15 injured?
17 was the latest update that I saw. There are 17 injuries out of the 74 passengers that were on board. Two crew, two pilots. Everybody came off the plane alive.
Okay.
17 injuries. One of the injured is
a
child who, according to reports, got some pretty significant injuries.
Was not like a child that was not seatbelted in because they didn't have their own seat?
They did not specify, just a child with significant injuries.
Okay. I wondered when that plane landed upside down, flipped and landed upside down, how they knew right out of the gate only eight people were in. I questioned that out of the gate.
Well, there's going to be a news conference of some capacity here in the not too distant future. We'll probably take that Because did it land upside down or did it land regular and then flipped over?
Based on the weather, I'm just purely speculating based off of the knowledge that I have about landing planes. There was probably, well, actually they're showing it on CNN right now, a lot of crosswind.
Yep.
And you have snow and ice on the runway. And when you land hard on snow and ice, you don't get traction.
But planes land hard on snow and ice every single day and they don't end up flipping over so that when you evacuate, you're standing on the ceiling.
That is true.
And Scott and I were talking about this during a break. Like, I kind of want someone to help us understand. The reason I would say immediately you would have to assume there are more injuries than the 8 that they were originally stating is because when the plane flips over, you are going to be hanging upside down.
Correct.
By your seatbelt, okay? If you are Sam's height and you are hanging upside down in one of these puddle jumpers, could you touch the ceiling that is now the floor, Sam?
Oh, yeah. I could just put my hands up and undo my seatbelt.
You would touch the overhead.
You could touch the overhead. I don't know that I could.
I can.
And to get out of that, predicament, you have to unbuckle your seatbelt like that scene in World War Z with Brad Pitt. And gravity is going to fling you downward toward your head into the overhead.
Well, I'm sure that there were some injury. Obviously, we talked about the kid who suffered significant injuries. I'm sure there were some injuries on the flipping of the plane. But I guarantee you every single person suffered a bruise trying to flip themselves over after unbuckling their seatbelt.
And there would have to be some sort, I would hope, but, you know, everybody's in panic mode at this point. You would think or hope that there's some sort of order for which people are unbuckling themselves. Otherwise, everybody's going to be kicking each other in the head.
Correct, because there was smoke, Scott. There was smoke and fire.
It was on fire, yeah.
So it's not going to be, let's do this in an orderly fashion. It was going to be a mass exodus of get me off this thing. We've got to get out of this upside down plane.
People are also now posting. I haven't seen the videos because I don't have TikTok, but there are reports that people are posting their videos of walking out of the plane.
Yeah, we're watching one right now on CNN. TikTok. Yeah.
So there's going to be a variety of injuries. I mean,
like compound fractures, Dan. Well, I mean, I'm thinking.
I mean, maybe, but we're talking bruised knees and elbows and maybe a bruised nose or, you know, there's going to be a variety of injuries.
Okay, Sam, I'm going to send this just behind the scenes here. I just found one where a woman, this is something else we're going to talk about, a woman filmed herself getting right side up from the upside down. And I want you to check it to make sure there's no, because if that was me, there would be curse words. I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
I'm going to quote her here while Sam checks the video that I just sent you the link to in your email, Sam. My plane crashed. I am upside down. Woman records herself moments after the Delta crash in Toronto. She describes the chaotic scene. She shockingly states, she's not screaming. I think she just states, I'm upside down.
Isn't it bizarre, though, in this world that we live in,
that you would grab your cell phone?
Her first thought, she is upside down.
Yes.
Dangling like a bat. And her first thought is, I need to post this on TikTok.
And you're also going to have people who will unbuckle their seatbelts as soon as they touch down. And perhaps...
Oh, you're not supposed to do that.
They learned you're not supposed to do that, and this is why.
I'm also, in looking at the video, it looks like it's dark. And I was working under the false impression that if something happened like that, the lights would come on. Am I wrong?
No.
They probably lost power.
Probably. Okay.
They lost a wing. We'll stand by, and if they do a news conference, we will carry it live. Speaking of TikTok, it has returned to the Apple and Google app stores as of late last week, I believe it was.
I thought we banned TikTok. Now it's back?
I believe they have 72 days to somehow sell off more than 50%.
April 1st, I believe.
Is it April 1st? Okay. The Chinese-owned app was removed from the stores on January 18th after a ban in the United States went into effect. Yeah, they have until April 1st to figure out some way to divest themselves of 51% to presumably an American owner. 913-586-7798. We'll check that video for language, and if it's clean, we'll try to bring it to you when we get back. here on Dana and Parks.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.